Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Starting off with that call in and speak from the long-awaited Detox album from Sheriff Kilroy, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 3. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music, Activism, News. That's the abbreviation and the acronym for M-A-N. And I want to let people know, if you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio through during Lake City Music, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio via Lake City Music, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you have any music to send in, any commercials, send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers and get them out of our way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I'm going to let you know some of the things that you can catch, such as Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., two different YouTube pages. The Twitter is Alfred Porter JR1. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. If you're looking to go online and hear some of that 3342 music, you can check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, and also
The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before Queens Court at 6 p.m. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., we have the man who plans on being the Ward 6 Councilman, Brother Lavelle Thomas. Also, I can let people know you can check out the YouTube page of MISS Commentary, Miss Commentary, all together, space, Cleveland, Miss Commentary, Cleveland on YouTube. You can also check out a few other things, but I want to bring us kind of up to speed while I'm talking to everybody and give you a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, top 10, starting at number 10 and working our ways to number 1. Number 10, Sir Knock with Rain. The lyric video, the actual song itself, as well as the fact of he's got different people chiming in, doing their versions of it to be on the major video. Number 10, Sir Knock with Rain. Number 9, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube with Sheriff Kilroy's BTA, HGS, and four more with the song called Lonely, which has 1,200-plus views. HGS, No Time to Sleep, also on the same station, 1,500-plus views. Number 8, The Actual Tannis and Blake Davis. They move up. They've been making the rounds from Voice of Radio to the Player T Show. Their music is hot. Number 7, Lowdown the Barbarian with Dog Pound Ground. Number 6, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Sheriff Kilroy's It's Not Your House, It's the White House. Performed that song live on Art McCoy Radio Show yesterday, and WOVU is featuring the song on Open Door next Monday with Vince Robinson. Also, Black House Sounds, How Do It Feel to Be Real? Over 300 views. Black House Sounds, Get Knocked Down, Get Back Up, all under that number 6 banner of the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. Number 5, Kaya Dog Crew page on Facebook. 23,000-plus views of their snippet. That's C-U-Y-A-H-D-O-G. Number 4, Facebook. This is the debut. Facebook, Celebrate Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty. That's this Friday, January 22nd, 11:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Anthony J. Celebrezzi Federal Building. And that is this coming Friday, January 22nd. Number 3, debuting, Facebook, Women's March Cleveland. Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 5th Annual Rally and March, 1 p.m., Market Square. More on that in just a little while. Number 2 debuting, Tamir's Rally for Justice, last Friday at Fort Huntington Park, downtown Cleveland, where Samaria Rice and the New Black Panther Party took over the streets. Number 1 debuting, Facebook, A Poetic Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with Vince Robinson, Councilman Kevin Conwell, and Footprints Band. That was earlier today at Glen Village. It was an excellent program. Before I go to the first phone call at 216-538, I want to at least take the time and let people know that locally we lost a legend. We lost a legend. Two things. We lost the brother by the name of Big G, a.k.a. Gemini, from Men at Large. You know, he performed alongside Dave Tolliver. Complications due to COVID-19, and a lot of times people don't realize that it's not so much COVID-19 that kills you, but it's complications. If you have other ailments, it's just like a trigger for that. And also, music producer Phil Spector passes at age 81 from COVID-19. With that being said, I'm going to at least take the time, since people have waited so patiently. I do know that, well, let me get another announcement out of the way before I go to the 216-538. February the 13th, it is a Saturday. I've been talking about this. I'm excited because from 12 noon to 7 p.m. at the African American Museum of Cleveland, 1765 Crawford Road. You are going to have DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, and of course, Premier Queen Pulse Points, Miss Pulse Points will be in the house. A Man in the Street will be there. Art McCoy will be there. Black House Sound. I'm pretty sure Suave Gotti will be there. It's going to be a very phenomenal event. You'll definitely have to check out the Pulse Points table that is in effect and all the items that they have there. Already I have a lot of people saying, you know something? I hear about this. I want to be there. Well, the main thing is we're looking forward to you being there because it's going to be some phenomenal performances coming from that way. Now that I've gotten most announcements out of the way, I'll go to 216-538 and see who is on the line at 216-538. How are you doing out there?
We doing just fine and dandy. Hello, how about yourself?
Hello, sir.
Oh, wow, whoa. I'm feeling honored already. Who do we have on the phone lines?
You got Cowboy, your Backyard Music Man. You can miss Paul's point.
So, how are you all doing?
You're doing a wonderful job, sir. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you all for calling in. You know, we've been talking about this event coming up, and for those people who missed it last time in December, Black Wealth Empire, the African American Museum, there was a music video that was shot on the premises. You all did your thing. You all had a lot of us rocking in our chairs. It was a nice, exciting time. It was an open mic type of environment and feel. If I'm not mistaken, you had Brother Poet. Tell me, what can we expect on February the 13th?
Oh, man, you're going to expect a lot this time. We're going to do it again, but boom. Each time we grow, each time we do something, we try to do a little bit better than we did it before.
Okay. This is Miss Paul's point speaking. Okay, I would like to say Cowboy is better known as the Godfather of Huff. Legendary is a legend, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of the team. Pulse Points has some new items. I specialize in organic bath and body products, but we have four new scents. That's phenomenal. You'll receive a gift when you come to the table. But we're specializing in the Godfather, which is the top one that we're promoting now. We have Trailblazer, Nor Yoro, Spellbound, and Mesmerize. All of them last all day. And once you put a dab on, you're good. So that's my specialty. I'm going to hand it back to Cowboy.
And I can guarantee that I'm a walking billboard.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I can say I appreciate it being there. I look forward to once again putting on a cowboy hat and joining you. I'm going to ask you all, what goes into the fashion part of what you all do? Because you both have your own style. You both have a unique signature look. Talk to us about that.
Well, she's a Muslim, and I'm just a Northern. You know, I love Western. I always love Western, so I go in a Western look and Western style. But she's always a Muslim, but she's my love, and I love this Muslim woman. She's my queen. Now I can say I have me a queen. But I'm a Western, so I dress Western. But I don't get me wrong now. I can go in the closet and get GQ on. I get fly on you now. Don't get me wrong, but I still crack the whip. Okay.
Okay. I hear that. And I'm going to ask you all, can you tell people out there, because you all are setting an example of what it's like to be a couple working together. And how much goes into that? Because I noticed that no matter what, you all have each other's back. You look like you're building together. There's somebody out there that's my age, younger, older, who needs to hear that from you. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, for one thing, it takes a lot of understanding and a lot of compromising. from our end and from my end. So we put two and two together and becomes one, and which is called unity. And we before we do, we talks about anything before we do, which is called communication. And but what we have for each other is love most of all. And that means a lot, because that goes a long way. And trust. There's nothing better than having a person that you can trust and depend on. So we depend on each other. But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work, you know, because you got to work with each other, because we have our own, we're setting our own ways, but we still work together. We compromise with each other, you know. But most of all that I have named and above all is love.
Yes,
I would like to say, honestly speaking, very quickly, when he goes out, he promotes Paul's point, he promotes himself and me also. When I go out, I promote him as my love, my significant other, Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. So we promote each other too, and then we come together and we just make it happen. But I love him so very much, and I hope the world knows it. I'm going to give it back to him now.
No problem. Well, I am looking forward to rocking out with you all once again. I really am. And again, before I say anything else, I want to remind people to definitely be out there on February the 13th, which is a Saturday, from 12 noon Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the African American Museum of Cleveland, which will be located at 1765, that's 1765 Crawford Road, right off of Huff Avenue. It's a legendary place, and it makes sense that they would get a legendary music man, backyard music man. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else or say anything else, I would like to know, how do you feel with that type of honor? Because I'm looking at the African History Museum, legendary, the actual work that they've done and continue to do in the greater Huff area, and they have a lot of people who come through even from the suburbs and other cities to visit. And just what does it say to you? How do you feel when they reach out to somebody like you to do a powerful representation in there? What in your mindset the first time you were picked, we will say, for December?
We feel very honored. And that's a big plus for us, because we're showing people our talent of the things that what two people can do together if they put their mind to it. And we feel very special, you know. And with you, we're on the same team. Wherever I go, I'm taking you with me. And I feel very honored to be in your presence.
Well, it's excellent. I will do my best to make sure I don't disappoint. And again, I just want to thank you both for calling in this evening and for at least definitely taking that time. I know you both have very busy schedules because of everything you just mentioned, but I appreciate it.
I have something very quick before we go. Post Points has incense, specialized body oils, all natural bath and body bars, a black soap. We have shea butter and pineapple mango, sanitizer, and any kind of face mask specialty. So I had to put that shout out there. There's a little bit of something for everyone. And when you come to the table, you receive a gift.
No problem. And to add on to it, what is so important that you all are pushing organic and holistic in what it is that you're selling?
Well, I'm going to let you answer that, baby.
Okay, I'm going to say it's going to be the black soap. We have all natural body bars, and I can't keep the shea butter. It's raw and natural, pure, uncut, and undefined.
All right. Then I appreciate you all very much. May you all have an enjoyable evening.
Well, we appreciate you letting us be on the show. And it's a great honor.
Likewise. Thank you both.
Hey, anytime.
All right, now. May you both enjoy your evening.
Yes, sir. Yes,
no
sir.
No problem. And may the Creator bless and keep you both. And as we come down to our break in the program, who would have thought that I'm telling you, I had a great time getting my dance on with the music that was played. I'm looking forward to doing that once again, February the 13th. Their dance floor is definitely open at the African American History Museum. A lot of people did not know the place you could dance there, but it was proven the last time. As a matter of fact, the music video that was shot, well, it kind of speaks for itself. I'm going to play this song, and I will come back. And, hey, I thank you all. The name of the song was BTA. For those in the hood, it's BDA. But for those who are more proper, it's BTA. Just for the simple fact, hey, parents, guardians, please do your job.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. Six out six kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Spoil a child, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass.
Kilo Ali,
Duke,
71 North,
Miami, Bay,
3342, and Quick, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up,
whoop their ass.
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 You know, I have to stop and ask, wait a minute, the guest who called in, Miss Pulse Points, DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, they ended up in the Wash Your Hands music video and ended up in the BTA music video. It's just not a party unless you invite in DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, and Ms. Pulse Points. It's not a party unless you invite them. Speaking of interesting things going on, I mentioned it earlier, but I need to do my follow-through and let people know that Women's March Cleveland, if you want to look for it on Facebook, you can find it. Women's March Cleveland, Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 5th Annual Rally and March, 1 p.m. Market Square, which is happening Saturday, January 23rd. The duration is approximately 2 hours. Definitely join us for Women's March Cleveland. 4-year anniversary rally in March on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021 at Market Square at 25th, West 25th and Lorraine Avenue across from the West Side Market in Cleveland. This will be a peaceful event and a coming together of women. The rally is set to begin at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and will be followed by a march and caravan across the Carnegie Bridge to Cleveland's East Side. Greater Cleveland women are united across racial, ethnic, religious, and socioeconomic lines. The keynote speakers are State Representative Stephanie House of Cleveland, whose speech will include a discussion on the dangers of Stand Your Ground legislation in Ohio and elsewhere as it relates to black women and black people. Activist Genevieve Mitchell of Cleveland and Cleveland Ward 14 Councilwoman Jasmine Santana. Some publicly announced candidates for the 11th Congressional District Congressional seat, County Councilwoman Chantel Brown, former State Representative John Barnes Jr., and Laverne Jones Gore, soon to be vacated by future HUD Secretary Representative Marsha Fudge, as well as Nina Turner, who will be speaking as well. Nina Turner, everyone knows her major state political seat that she formerly held before becoming a strong Biden delegate. With those things in place, lead and main organizer Kathy Ray Coleman, other speakers include clergy, State Representative Juanita Brent of Cleveland, State Senator Nikki Antonio of Lakewood, educator Dr. Mary Rice, and Dr. Robin Simmons of the Metro Cleveland Alliance of Black School Educators, who is also an East Cleveland School Board member, Dr. Benay Brooks of the League of Women Voters, Greater Cleveland Chapter, and community activist Dolores Gray of the Brick House Wellness Empowerment Center, Lee Thompson of Refuse Fascism Org, Don Bryant of the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network and Peace Action, and Alfred Porter Jr. of Black on Black Crime, Inc. The MC of the event is Elaine Golston of the Black Women's PAC of Greater Cleveland. So women across the country took the streets in 2017 for the first march, the largest single day march in American history. Specifically, millions of women marched on January 21st, 2017, a march held just days after President Trump's inauguration. This march will happen 3 days after Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' inauguration. So with that being said, we know what we're dealing with. We know what we're talking about. Why not take the time to play this track itself, Emax the image. It's time to get your dance moves on since we're talking about dance so much. Boom. On that www.3342music.com. I think we talked about it, the East Cleveland PD shutdown, which was on Facebook as an event a couple of weeks back. I'm going to get on a 14-foot step ladder for my soapbox because sometimes getting up off your behind and going out there, especially when you have an officer by the name of Larry Pac-Man McDonald, here's the thing. When you have an officer who's done certain things wrong, you have to go out there. You know, we blocked off streets for about 40 minutes. The shooting happened, I believe, as I look at everything, Tuesday, January the 5th. We were mobilized and we went out on a police rally on the 9th of January. Just not this weekend, but last weekend, we were able to get in council members Juanita Gowdy and Ernest L. Smith. And thankfully, the president of the city council. It was on all the news, cleveland.com, 538. It wouldn't have happened, 19 Action News, if we hadn't gotten up off our behinds and started pushing and pressing forward. We had set up our rally, and it was a surprise that the city council had set up a press conference one day before our rally in East Cleveland, Ohio, where the president of the city council is demanding that a police officer who shot and killed an 18-year-old male during a foot chase last week be fired. Corinne Stevenson pushed for the firing of Sergeant Larry McDonald on Wednesday. In a letter to Mayor Brandon King, Stevenson pointed out in the letter that McDonald did not have his body camera activated when the shooting death of Vincent Belmonte occurred on January 5th. And in her words, as a result of Sergeant McDonald's overt and deliberate actions, the public, our constituents, and the Bureau of Criminal Investigations, who is charged with investigating the shooting, will not have access to any video and audio data. Stevenson writes, as an elected official and a citizen of the city of East Cleveland, these actions constitute a unilateral decision to remove police conduct from public scrutiny. This goes against the very purpose of mandating police officers to wear body cameras. The one thing about it is the incident that happened when the police tried to stop a car they suspected was stolen, and the driver led officers on a short chase through city streets, police reports show. Police say Belmonte pulled out a gun as officers pursued him on foot. But the video that East Cleveland police released shows McDonald activate his body camera and then immediately turn it off as he closed in on Belmonte. East Cleveland Police Chief Scott Gardner said it was a common occurrence for officers using that type of body camera not to hear it beep, the indication the camera started recording. Officers often try to activate it a second time and inadvertently shut it off, Gardner said, adding that he was offering pure speculation. Here's the thing. Stevenson writes that, I guess she believes McDonald should be terminated immediately, calling attention to previous complaints, infractions, and violations against the officer. Let's point some of these out. As he had to serve a 10-day suspension and was placed on probation for 1 year on January 7, 2019, after he improperly intervened in a woman's case and helped release her from jail. The woman arrested after she went to the police station to clear up an outstanding warrant, filed a complaint accusing McDonald of offering to help her get out of jail if she went out to dinner with him. She also accused him of harassing her over the following weeks. He still wasn't fired. McDonald was also investigated late last year after another officer in the department flagged comments McDonald made about taking marijuana from the department's evidence locker. Wait a minute. McDonald is also currently a defendant in a wrongful arrest lawsuit pending in U.S. District Court over his role in the May 2018 arrest of a then 17-year-old boy who is now charged as an adult in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court with aggravated murder. Stevenson tells the mayor in the letter that it is imperative that McDonald be fired. As mayor of East Cleveland, it's incumbent upon you to make day-to-day decisions that are in the best interest of the city and its citizens. However, your administration's continued concealment in support of Sergeant McDonald's actions constitute negligence, malfeasance, and a gross miscarriage to serve the great people of East Cleveland. Like I say, sometimes the 14-foot step ladder on the soapbox just lets you know that sometimes it's a good thing that we follow through and go out there and do what's necessary on behalf of the people. My thing is, it's a blessing to be able to do that. As a tribute to Big G, Gemini, that we lost from, of course, Men at Large. I do need to at least stop and say I thank Dave Maid, who definitely sent me the information on music producer Phil Spector. I thank you for doing that. But anyway, going back to Big G, Gemini, tomorrow, Voice at Radio, we'll play some remixes of Men at Large. We will do that. But in the meantime and in between time, we will take the time now to play something, even though they came out in the 80s, Men at Large was still dropping them hits in the 90s. So with that being said, why not play DJ Fatty Banks, the song called 90s R&B. Hey, I think they made likes this.
Oh, na, 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 na. Yeah. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, girl. I really want to know your name.
Your name. I'm talking to you.
Nice to meet you, baby. Baby, hold on to me. Good looking, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking not Kelly, a little Josie. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait to leave the club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's so occupation?
Ow, ow, yeah.
To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah, nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day. I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say. Come and talk to me. R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little Jodeci. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You know my name is Dre. I'm something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby, unless it's by the man. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex. And I keep it clear, baby, that's no doubt.
That's no doubt.
Wanna know everything about you in and out. Game and you focus, part of the play, and I notice you leaving with Dre, you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me.
To me.
Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking not kidding.
James being around, I still throw on my Cleveland Cavaliers stuff. I have a choice to make. When we were 0-16 and 1-15, I was wearing my Cleveland Browns gear. Just because this is the city that I'm in, making money in, it's good to have somebody represent your city. So even after it was rocky last year, it's been a pleasure wearing my Browns gear. Continue to interchange it out with some Cavaliers stuff, maybe some Ohio State Buckeyes stuff here and there. For this season, I feel excellent. We beat Pittsburgh during the regular season, even though they didn't play all their players, it wasn't our fault. And then we managed to beat them in the playoffs. And then we were very competitive against Kansas City. So before we retire this song for another year, until next year, just know that there's a film being made around this song that is still in production for this coming week all the way through until the preseason of 2021. But, of course, GMS, Hood Famous TV is behind it. Suave Gotti, Kim Ra the Healer. There's a remix version that takes out Kim Ra the Healer and puts in Network. So there's a couple of versions of this song. This is the one that came out when we were losing and a losing season. So we're going to take this version and play it. Feels good to be on a different side of things. And it features Mike Calhoun on the guitar, legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz band, Kismet Daz. Yep, that Mike Calhoun. And, of course, the name of the record, Dog Nation.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys. We want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on. Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on. So Schobert on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Recording live on your iPhone. iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
GMS Hood Famous put that track together. let me tell you something. I am real thankful for this program this evening just because I got a chance to talk to some of my people. And been 10 years doing this program. 10 years. And before I leave out, I would like to at least say that one post that I put out a little while ago got more attention than a little bit. It let people know I succeed in activism because I treat women in activism as peers, sisters, and queens. Double exclamation points. Not as girlfriends to date. Double exclamation point. Respect. Double exclamation point. I succeed in activism because I treat women in activism as peers, sisters, and queens, not as girlfriends to date. Respect. Now, I had to talk about that because let's be very honest and be real. You know, the founder of Black on Black Crime, Inc., the person that I've worked with very closely, Brother Art McCoy, he always asks people, close to him or away, what's your motive for what it is that you do? Some people get insulted. But me, I don't get insulted because if you ask somebody their motive, they ought to be able to tell you. I would at least think so. I had another brother who's out in East Cleveland. He always asked, what's in it for you? He was like, you know, I can see certain activists doing things. They're getting rich. Well, activists I'm around, I don't see them getting rich. Some of them are still struggling. Some of them have a couple of jobs that they do it to this day. I once had a woman tell me that she was very upset that her husband could not call a woman a sister, a queen, another woman. And to me, I look at conversations like that, and I felt I had to speak on it because as an adult, I didn't grow up creator-like. The spirit was not entered into me when I was a teenager and a young man running around in the streets. And so my thing is now as my mind developed, I feel almost like a person who's in scripture from the Quran to the Torah to the Bible scripture. Why wouldn't you want for your brother as you want for yourself or want for your sister around you as you want for yourself respect? Why wouldn't I treat the women in the group as peers on the same level, as sisters or as queens? Sometimes we have this low self-esteem. Men can have it too. Hey, baby, why you call that man your brother? He ain't your brother. Well, in light, anybody of color should be your freaking brother and your sister because it's all one in movement with a struggle that we face. My personal opinion is, what would you rather a man call a woman? Should it be your sister, your queen? Or should we continue some of the same dumb talk, such as, I don't know, hey, what's up, my nigga? What's up, bitch? What's up, hoe? See, it's a king speak, meaning that you speak to kings as you speak to kings. and you speak to queens as you speak to queens as you wish to be spoke to. That's it, period, point blank, end of story to myself. As I leave out, I want to thank you all for listening to this program and listening to me rattle off because they called in and they happened to have been on the second single and the second music video from the long-awaited Detox album. This goes out to DJ Cowboy, the backyard music man, and Ms. Definitely King and Queen. They gave some great relationship advice. Maybe some of us need to heed that advice on how we treat each other as we move forward. I want to play this song. You saw some of Cowboy's funky dance moves on this particular video. Wash your hands. Talk to you all by next week. Look forward to seeing you at some of the events upcoming, and if you can't make it, that's all right. Tell somebody about it. Black on Black Crime Inc. meetings are on Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That is Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 off of Ivanhoe. Hey, we've got DJ DG. She's going to have a 21-minute mix because it's 2021 Inauguration Day on behalf of Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's inauguration. That's this Wednesday. Should be fun. Talk to you soon. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me, coronavirus scare me, stop me, AM alpha male share pride, I face real danger, still go outside, 80 people shot at an MC club, people carjacked, can't forget bed bugs, revolution stopped, not by a virus, keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent, this is a song to help you understand, I don't do panic throughout the land, no fake news on truth I stand. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivor Speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting.
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, canceling out.
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax,
NBA canceling the season just because of a Utah player?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.